Wow.
I want to know more about these food bars.
Yeah, though. I kind of missed the lead into this, and I'm
interested in food bars.
Yeah.
Is it just like medicated meal bars that you just eat for meals and it makes you skinnier just by eating them?
Isn't that what the Slim Fast bars are? I mean, obviously with like no actual value to them, they're just junk, but...
These are...
a meal substitute?
Yeah. Yeah, more or less. And they've got like every vitamin that you could possibly need, and they are scientifically crafted to have the right amount of proteins and carbohydrates and wow, really?
Right up in there.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, really. The people want to hear what you have to say.
Oh.
This is going to make eating real food difficult. Yeah, so they're like 190 calories, and they have are in their balance so that you don't have the like sugar spike, so you rock it up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm supposed to have four meals a day, and those are going to be two of them. And there is a soy-based bar, and there is a rice-based bar. And yeah, and she's basically like, you know, the soy bars taste much better. But they'll make you really gassy.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's why some people opt for the rice.
Hmm.
So I got one pack of each.
Are they expensive?
And we'll see. Because it's prescribed, it's not too bad.
Can you swing generics on that?
No. It's a company I've never heard of. I'm actually a little freaked out that I have like this weird company I've never heard of that I'm buying meal substitutes from.
Do you get them at the pharmacy?
They're being shipped to me, hopefully, as we speak.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And your normal doctor got this hooked up for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I tried something. I went to Complete Nutrition on a whim because I'm finding that as I get older, ridiculous. There's only so much I can do by eating normal amounts of food and exercising. And so on a whim, I went to Complete Nutrition and asked somebody there what they thought might work well to kind of increase things, you know? Get me back to like 18-year-old metabolism stage, because right now I feel like I'm at 55-year-old metabolism state where I eat a slice of pizza and I don't metabolize it for a week.
Yeah.
And so she gave me all this stuff. I paid like $100 for it too, but I figured what the hell, why not? I'll give it a try once. These variety of different pills that are supposed to like make you feel full and slow your appetite and make
I've heard about those. Stuff.
And you know, honestly, it was not good. It worked really well for like a week. For like a week, I had a bunch of energy, and I lost like 6 pounds in like a week. It was insane, and I like didn't feel like I needed to eat ever. And then like in the second week, and I don't know if it's related, but I feel like it may be attributed. But in the second week, I got really sick, like sick to my stomach all the time, and just like gross. And I won't go into details, but it was not pleasant. So I stopped taking them for like a week because I figured this is probably what's making me sick. And within like a day of not taking them, I felt a million times better. Hmm. So I thought, that's weird, but now that I'm feeling better, I'll give it another go. So I gave it another go, and it went fine. But then what I found out is that it made me not want to eat at all, where like I knew my body needed food, but I felt full all the time.
And like
it
was almost, you'd go a day and you haven't eaten yet, and something's wrong here.
I wouldn't eat all day, but I'd feel bloated and full still. It was weird. So I stopped taking them again. And then, like, for the first week of not taking them at all, then I, like, started to gain weight back, like, crazy fast.
Right,
and I was not even eating, like, abnormal amounts of food. I was just eating normally.
Hmm.
And I even, like, exercise and stuff. So I'm steering clear of those things. That was not good.
Yeah, generally that kind of stuff is
bad.
So I have very strict guidelines on what I'll be able to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Interesting.
But yeah, the long story short, my health condition is that I am fat and overly stressed out.
Mm.
So my favorite part of the prescription is that I started running, and literally in like 4 days of running, I put up 24 miles.
Dang. Jeez.
because I'm insane. and she said, no.
Too much.
No. do you, how's your sleep? And I said, well, I don't sleep very much. So like, what define that? I was like, I don't know, 2 to 6 hours. And she goes, no. Okay. how much rain could you do in a half an hour? Maybe a couple miles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You get a half an hour. You're able to, cause if the choice is you sleep in and run less, or you wake up earlier, get less sleep and run more, you are going to sleep more. You need the sleep right now more than you need the running. So part of my prescription is sleeping more and exercising less.
That's awesome.
You
have a really cool doctor.
yeah, well, it was really funny because as I was talking to her, and I know I'm messing with this because the mic's way over there.
Oh, don't worry. The condenser kind of picks it up.
Okay.
No.
Are we recording like right now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Other side of the fridge?
This probably isn't going to be part of anything. Water? Maybe.
Of course, there's a Brita filter.
Parts of it. Probably and not then, anything. Well, nothing really Wells Fargo related because we can't really do that.
That's
We're not allowed to talk about it.
Yeah.
But, John, I saw that you noticed the Foursquare check-in here.
I did notice that behind me.
Window cling.
Yes.
And so now we can control specials that are going on in the Frank Oz Memorial Studio, including if anyone... Is anyone here on Foursquare?
I am not.
No.
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 No. Three no's. Well, this is the perfect time to introduce it because I can't get this thing. But now... people who check in here for the first time are awarded the right to pick the first movie or actor in Movie Bluff.
Oh, I'm so bad at that game. We learned that last time. I will lose.
I have a reasonable starter. That was a remote. That was a remote. It's fine.
I don't know, John. You may not lose if we are playing Movie Bluff.
Oops.
If Movie Bluff is the game that I played the last time I was here.
The one that's kind of like IMDb out loud?
Yeah, it might be that.
See, when I watch movies, in my mind, it's not, oh, such and such actor that was also in this. Oh, that was directed by so-and-so. It's, oh, that's cool. It's a guy with a gun and there was an explosion. That's awesome.
I'm confident in my starter this time.
He said, but you go in pieces.
I'm 0-3 for starters, but I think I have one.
I come in peace, but you go in pieces. Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm the same way.
Yeah. Like, I get people like, oh, God, what's his name? The Scientologist guy.
Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise. I get Tom Cruise and Keanu Reeves mixed up.
I can see that.
So.
Yeah.
That's not beyond the stretches of imagination, mm-hmm. I think.
Right. If you said, like, Tom Cruise and Jim Carrey, I'd be a little more concerned.
No, no.
But even right. then, there
no,
are
No, I can
few,
still see that.
Tom Cruise
few,
and
a few likable features that... intermix.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Okay, how about this? Tom Cruise and Cameron Diaz. If you couldn't tell them apart.
Oh yeah.
Then I'd be concerned.
Well, one is
Tom
a woman,
Cruise
I think.
Yeah.
So
it's a good start.
I'm pretty sure one of them has a penis.
Is that Cameron?
No. I hope not.
I hope not, too.
That would ruin a lot of fantasies for me.
That would.
Oh, my God, it's Cameron Diaz, and she's at my door, and she... What?
You know what that makes me think of?
Victor Victoria?
I was... Well, no.
Yeah, a little bit.
But, yeah.
Tootsie?
Maybe. But I was in the car.
Fifth grade gym?
Oh, no.
Batman?
I'm Batman.
Anyway, you were in the car.
I was in the car. And I turned the radio on, and they were talking about, I forget, some celebrities and how they were speculating on their relationship based on the fact that they were in a home furniture store together. And I thought, wouldn't it be weird to have that be your life? For example, me and Sarah were on our way to go pick up a pizza. If we were celebrities, people would be analyzing every aspect of that and saying,
I can't believe they got mushroom.
They went to Domino's.
Why didn't they have it delivered?
What does this mean about their relationship?
Are they
why weren't they holding hands?
Yeah. Sarah paid. Is this a problem? I see a rift in their in their relationship. You know?
John was distracted by his phone most of the time.
Yeah.
Is there something going on at work?
Is something okay? I mean, is everything okay?
Did you read her Facebook post? Because it said Joel typed in that they were getting married when she announced that she was marrying an amazing guy. We thought it was John, but maybe it's not.
Maybe it's Joel.
Love triangle.
Dun, dun,
and then
dun.
I get that weird interview on the side.
That actually is
the friend authority.
Like, the hilarious thing about that is that if it showed up in a newspaper, I would be the guy in the circular photo that is sitting next to the photo
yes,
of the couple.
Yes.
Yeah.
The pop out.
Like, I kind of like staring that. Down at them. Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of like that. Mm-hmm.
And you'd have your own. It'd be left, John and Sarah awkwardly standing outside of Domino's, and then it'd be Joel Vollmer, the third wheel, or like. Mm-hmm. It'd give you your own little title.
Yeah, it'd be like, she's getting pizza with John, but is she thinking of Joel?
Pizza inspires love.
Joel posts on John's wall or timeline. Nice profile pic, John. Gay scandal? Anyway.
Love triangle, literally.
Says it was a joke. But was it?
Wow. Yeah. Anyway.
I have a very, very obscure and kind of weird one, but I think that everyone might be able to relate to this a little bit.
Mic check?
Yes.
Question?
Excellent.
Cool.
It was announced today that there is a custom fragrance that is now available that smells exactly like unboxing a MacBook Pro.
That's awesome.
As in a cologne to let you smell like a fresh out of the box MacBook Pro.
You know,
that's bizarre.
You know, it would be great. Joel, I think you would be interested in this idea as well, because this really, I think, makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
I mean, think of like the feeling that you get when you unbox an electronic thing.
Oh, yeah, no.
Brand new. You get all excited. You know, all you want to do is play with it for hours on end.
Oh, yeah.
What if you, like, take a shower and then put this cologne on before you put your clothes on? You know what I'm saying? And then if you're in the company of an individual that is getting a little friendly with you, how excited are they going to be when you smell like a brand new unwrapped electronic device? Pretty excited.
I honestly don't know where to go with this idea. I can honestly say it profounds me disturbs me profoundly.
When is this cologne coming out? Did they say?
It's just been creative. It is not going to be sold. Instead, it will be used exclusively for De Facto Standard, an upcoming Melbourne exhibit that appears to be about the format wars between Blu-ray and HD DVD.
Wouldn't that just smell like cardboard?
I think plastic. It's like fresh metal is probably in there, like that brushed metal.
Yeah.
I've opened a lot of MacBook Pro boxes.
See, it wouldn't work for you anymore.
And there's not really that much of an odor.
Well, are you opening them in the store?
Well, yeah.
Because I would imagine that the Apple store would be really saturated with that kind of smell in the first place, but taking it out of that environment and introducing it to a new environment might have some sort of effect.
So cardboard in the wild will smell more exotic.
the inside moisture in trapped outlet. Within the cardboard.
Yeah.
Will release that fragrance. But the thing I was going to ask was if you could have your own fragrance that smelled like something that obviously wouldn't be a fragrance, what would it be?
Like a non-fragrance turned fragrance.
Yes.
Oh, so if you could choose to smell like anything, what would you smell like is your question.
Right. In a cologne setting where it wouldn't just constantly, it's just, you know,
right.
Apply it as needed.
Right. Okay.
Well,
because it takes some creativity for this.
I mean, there's a few obvious ideas, but those are way too obvious, like new car and things like that. But that's just boring, and that's already been done.
Yeah.
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 I'm thinking, you know, out of the box, like a MacBook Pro.
My initial thought is money, because then women would like me. And now they won't, because I said that. And
you don't want money smell, trust me.
It's no. Dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes your hands all gross.
I imagine there's a new money smell, though.
New money feels funny. It doesn't feel like money.
Oh, no, most definitely. Most definitely.
It's like weird.
It feels like fake money.
Stock or something. Yeah. Yeah, it's very strange.
Yep. Yeah. Not much to say about that. They stick together, which can be very hazardous to a teller's balancing.
Oh, I know. I've got an idea.
Go for it.
New tires. You know when you go into like Goodyear and you can smell the tires? Like you can smell the rubber?
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of feels new.
You're insane.
And nice.
I imagine there's already a candle out there that offers that.
Probably.
I am going to find out.
I gotta drift from the car thing though.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
Adam, maybe how about like, you?
Maybe like that crisp lakeside smell, you know?
Yeah, that's probably in a candle too, though.
Yeah.
What about microbrewery? Like the smell of
beer?
Beer.
So a really hoppy fragrance?
Yeah, kind of light and hoppy.
That could be okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. As long as it stays fresh, because...
True.
Smelling like beer, you just smell like a drunk.
Yeah. Then it's
well, like
next
really...
day after a college party smell.
Yeah.
But there was really good beer, man. A fragrance that smells better the more you drink.
Okay, this is what I'm going to go with.
Okay.
I would like a cologne that smells like the inside of a magazine.
Okay.
Give it some thought.
Because, I mean, there are already some in there depending on which magazine that you're talking about.
Right. I mean, just the pages of the magazine itself. Because then you would, like, for all the people who rip the thing out and rub it on themselves, it would be the same as just rubbing a magazine page on themselves.
Okay.
I like it.
And I think I would call it irony.
Oh. I had a really nerdy one, and I was going to say it'd be fun to smell like time travel, ha ha ha.
Oh.
But so you want to smell like a DeLorean?
Huh?
You want to smell like a DeLorean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, God, I had one. I just lost it. There's a smell that I want a bottle that exists, and it always occurs in Burnsville on wet days. It smells like state fairgrounds.
Okay. Yeah.
I could understand that, yeah.
It's not quite a zoo kind of smell.
Like that outdoor kind
of... Outdoor, but there are a lot of people around adding in their own contribution, so it's kind of...
Oh, I've got something related to that.
Okay. Because I want to bottle that, because I know it's out there.
Food court smell.
Oh.
That really good, like...
Kind of greasy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're trying to figure out which restaurant this smell is emanating from, and you're, like, searching, and you're like, no, it's not McDonald's. No, it's probably not Little Tokyo.
Okay,
but it could be
Panda Express.
It might be Panda Express, but you just don't know. There's no way to sense which direction it's coming from. Because it's all around you.
And, you know, depending on the variety of what was included in an individual food court might change the scent slightly.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know, give some variances.
I just really wish there was a woman here right now.
To throw in something
to basically say that all these ideas are horrible.
I actually remembered mine. Mine was the smell of carbonation.
Oh, cool. That would be nice.
Because there's that...
CO2?
Yeah.
Basically... CO2, but, you know, kind of a sweet CO2.
Ah, okay. Okay. I'm having trouble imagining that smell right now.
You know, when you get a fountain drink at a restaurant, you have the straw, so you go to take a drink and your nose is kind of in there. And you get the smell of the soda, but there's kind of, you get that CO2 with it.
Okay. Huh. I don't know if I've... Okay.
Try opening a sparkling water sometime.
I think I know what you're talking about now. But I'm thinking... What I'm imagining is more the plasticky...
Oh.
Smell of the straw. It's not a good smell. And the lid and... I don't know.
I just have this mental picture of any dudes listening to the show going, yeah, it's a good smell. It's a really good smell. Yeah. And like any women listening to the show going,
what the hell's wrong with
what
them?
What is wrong with them? That smells like crap. If why would you put listening. That on yourself? like the tire store. Like guys everywhere are like,
I know,
yes.
I thought that too.
And every woman is like, oh my God, that thing reeks. Why would you want to smell like that?
The unsung favorite, I think, that a lot of our friends would get, all our female friends, is smelling like Taco Bell might not be that bad. Mm, I think in long spurts, it'd be kind of, okay, this is gross, but...
That would just make you smell like you worked for Taco Bell.
That's true.
That is. Never mind. Mm.
I want to smell like a pizzeria. And then you walk out and they're like...
You just smell like flour.
You just smell like grease. I mean, you wouldn't get away from it either. It's like, if you've ever worked in food services, you get home and
definitely.
You still smell like whatever that was.
I remember smelling like Pizza Hut.
Subway bread. That'll stay with you.
Oh, man.
I never worked at Subway, but, you know, when you go in there...
It's pretty potent.
You sit down, you smell like Subway for the rest of the day.
But it doesn't wash off. You can't shower that off.
Yeah.
At least you smell like something that tastes good, though. I worked in a deli for a while back, way back in high school, and I'd come home smelling like deli meat. And yeah, deli meat's good on sandwiches, but if you just take like a slice of ham and sniff it, it's not a very good smell.
No, it's that weird wet meat smell.
Yeah, like cold, wet, sliced up meat. Not good.
No.
Blech.
Interesting.
Because that's that cartoon stereotype where dogs follow you home kind of smell.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. You smell like a little doggy treat. It's terrible.
Least favorite thing to smell like.
I mean, there's garbage.
Yeah, barring the obvious ones like poo and garbage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Vomit.
Nothing that involves waste.
Yeah. Like, we're starting to get into that with the deli.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So, what if you bottled the scent of every man on the face of the planet combined? That'd be a pretty bad smell.
Whoa. That, yeah.
Well, I mean, would you say their average smell, so you'd include the people who, like, axe it up and then some?
Yep, like, the axers. Okay.
Oh, yeah, the axe would make it worse.
Yeah, the axers as well as, like...
But it's not, you know, they're the people who, like, I had a roommate in college who showered weekly, and he weighed 420, I guess? Ooh. He was
makes
a big fella.
Skinny.
Big fella. No, it's he... Oh, God. It's starting to come back to me now. But it's just this guy, we had to get our apartment painted after we left because he smelled so bad. Like, entering his room was not doable.
Ugh.
And the worst thing was his bedroom was right next to the kitchen. So just kind of sneak out. So, like, you're trying to smell your food to see if it's done, and you get that instead. Mm.
Bah.
Oh, God.
And this guy, like, he would eat, he'd make fettuccine Alfredo, two chicken breasts.
Jesus.
Full. And, like, half of a box of pasta. And almost a bottle of the bottled crap.
Whoa. Just,
and that would be his dinner.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
How many calories would that be?
I think he needs some medical food bars.
Yeah. More than you do.
Yeah. Okay, so this would be the horrible smell I would go, and it's a little subtle, but what it lacks in overall power, I think it makes up for in its pungent nature, and that is if you have ever slammed an energy drink like a Red Bull, The smell of that burp that comes out.
Oh.
John knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, I know just what you mean.
And it has that smell. And you can't get away from that smell.
That's true.
At all. Because it's like, it's not the tasty part of the beverage. It's the energy part of the beverage that has that
staying power.
Yes. And that's what comes out in the burp. And you smell it.
They have bottled that. It is available in... have you ever heard of Mio? The water enhancers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
stuff's good.
Green Lightning.
Yep.
That smells like what you just described.
It smells like energy burp.
It really does. It does. And I picked up a bottle of it and I had it at work because I was like, okay, well, I'll stop drinking soda. I'll start drinking water and I'll jack it up with this stuff so I'll have some energy too. And I threw away the bottle that day because it stunk up my desk, closed.
Well, and it's the kind of smell that makes you taste that smell.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually horrible on multiple levels because it's hitting different senses.
It's true. Oh.
So like if you put that on as
it
a cologne...
It offends the senses.
Yeah, if you put that on as a cologne, anybody who came near you would just be like...
Can I tell a brief story to support your claim with evidence?
I would love it if you did.
We'll do that, and then we'll hop right into the episode.
Oh, but I just want to say, I just want to say, an old smoker's jacket where they kind of sweat in it, and it's that old smoke smell, so it's really thick and just
stale.
And it just invades your nostrils, and you don't even have to be close to them. It just makes its way over to you and introduces itself like some sort of awkward... I don't even know.
Like an awkward lover?
Yeah.
It's okay. Say it that way.
Yeah.
It's okay. Go for it.
Yeah.
Like some sort of awkward lover.
Well done.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so before you tell we'll just run through the everything. So we'll open up the show, banter for a second and a half, do the plugs that we're going to, that are for the podcast. Mm-hmm. And then we'll introduce you guys. Then you can start talking. Then we'll talk about the news. Then we'll play Movie Bluff. Then we'll, if people are up for it, we'll play another round after for a bonus track or play a different game, whatever we want to do. And at this point, I'm going to get beverages. If anyone needs another beverage, it's a good time for people to use the restroom if they need to use the restroom.
All right. So what was your story, John?
So what made me laugh so hard at your smell that you so illustriously described for us? I've experienced that smell and bequeathed that smell upon another person accidentally in one instance. Some years ago, I was in Colorado, and it was somewhere between the hours of 2 and 3 in the morning, driving through the mountains towards Aspen with a good friend of mine. And she was asleep in the passenger seat, and we had been skiing for about 10 hours, so I was totally tired, keeping myself away by chugging energy drinks. And given that, she was asleep, I figured, well, no harm done if I just let loose a nice big belch to relieve some of this... build up that's going on. And so I go ahead and let it rip, and wouldn't you know, from her deep slumber she awakens gagging.
Oh my god.
And we have to pull over so that she can kind of, not vomit, but just kind of retch a little bit by the side of the road.
Oh my god. Oh my god, that's awesome.
The worst way to wake up, really.
Oh, that's awesome. That does illustrate the smell.
Yeah.
As vividly as it could.
Did you burp audibly, like, so she knew that it was definitely you, that the source of the horrible smell was your burp?
We had an awkward, sleepy conversation after that for about 10 minutes about how that was probably a bad idea and I should switch to water.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even if you just have like the little one after a single energy drink, people walking by will still be like, "What the? Oh my! Oh my God! What is that?"
Yeah.
But the idea that you had been pounding one after another.
Yeah, it was about four deep. Another,
and which I think had, like, built up a reservoir.
I'm pretty sure I exceeded the number that you're supposed to have.
Was it snowing outside?
No, not really. No.
Okay, so you could have just rolled the window down. And
could have.
Woulda, coulda, didn't.
But did not.
Yeah.
Wow.
Something fell.
Wow.
My awesome. Goodness.
So the moral of the story is... energy drinks, bad smell, don't
yes.
burp.
Yes. Buy Green Lightning and experience it for yourself.
Green Lightning.
It's also the worst flavor of all of them because it's the only one that doesn't have an actual flavor in the name.
Yeah.
Where every other thing is like, you know, red cherry or strawberry, watermelon, whatever. Mm-hmm. But this is, you know, Green Lightning. What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
It just sounds like a bad superhero name.
I was thinking that.
Yeah,
I'm Green Lightning.
What?
Go home.
All right. Also, phone's on silent if you haven't already, because I totally forgot to. Good.
Anyway, we shall commence the episode after a moment of silence for Frank Oz.
And I remember to use the There we go.
And to make it easier to edit. I didn't do anything.
It sounded like your voice, like your throat croaked. It was like...
I just went like that.
Were you trying to hold down the...
I closed my mouth. Yeah.
Energy burp.
Okay.
My Dr. Pepper burp. Which is non-existent at
I
this
think
point.
The podcast should start with a burping noise.
Yeah, energy burp sounds like a Mortal Kombat special move.
It does.
Okay.
Yeah, it does.
Ready.